Hey, back on downtown on a Tuesday afternoon, and time for us to talk some Celtics basketball. And as we do each week at this time, we do that along with John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. On to the postseason, John.
Yes, on to the postseason. The regular season is over, thankfully. I think a lot of people kind of thought it was over a few weeks ago, but strong finish to the season for the Celtics, and now getting ready for what really matters.
Yeah, and as you noted, too, on Boston Sports Journal, this has been, if you look at it now with, a couple of days of a perspective here, this was a team that was generally pretty consistent, no more than a three-game losing streak.
Yeah, and I think that's a big thing to keep in mind when people talk about, oh, they were underachieving this year, or they didn't reach some sort of goal. I think there is some level of harshness to that. Yeah, they lost some games that they shouldn't have lost. You know, there's Houston, there's Washington. You can go back through the schedule and see a few of those. But they also were able to kind of maintain their composure through some of the lulls, and they won 57 games. And they're in a position now where they don't mind being the second seed. They are fine. They think they can win a game in Milwaukee if they need to. And the rest of the way, they actually have some pretty good matchups. So they feel good about it. And I think I'm not just going to blow off the accomplishments that they've made this season. I think 57 wins is a really, really strong season in a year where there was a lot of parity across the league.
Yeah, and nobody, if you win the championship, nobody looks back and says, yeah, it's amazing because they only won 57 games.
Yeah, no, that's it. If they win a championship, then everything else, any criticism of the regular season goes away. That's the ultimate eraser. Everything is fine. Nothing went wrong during the season. Everything worked because they got to a championship and they won it. So if that's how it ends up, then it's the ultimate absolvement of your sins.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. So we've still obviously got the playoffs to go, but for his first regular season, how would you say Joe Mazzulla did overall?
He thought he did pretty well. He obviously learned things as the season went along. I've been critical of his kind of feel for the game, not so much holding that against him. It's just a statement of fact that he has had to learn a feel for the game over the course of the season. And you know, that's still true. And Brad Stevens kind of, in a roundabout way, admitted that when he said before the last game of the season that Joe is starting to coach more by you know, flow of the game than he used to. And that's kind of a huge element to succeeding as a head coach. It's not about coming in with a plan and sticking to that plan. It's about coming in with a plan and being able to deviate from that as you see certain things. It's the ultimate ad lib. You can say, I believe certain things are going to happen, but the bottom line is, no matter what the numbers tell you, basketball is played by human beings. And if a human being is having an off night, bad game, whatever reason, maybe somebody is motivated on the other side, and it's not going according to what you would expect the numbers to tell you, you have to figure out a way to say, okay, how do we fix this? Do we stick with this player? Do we think he's going to pull out of it? Do we minimize this player? How do we adjust? And that's where his growth has come. It's how do we adjust? And he's starting to adjust a little bit more to how the game is being played. And that's going to be a huge thing coming into the playoffs, because invariably, one of these coaches is going to throw something at Mazzulla that no one had on the game plan. And that's going to be where you start to see these guys kind of display what lessons they've learned over the course of the regular season.
Some potentially good news on the health of Marcus Smart today.
Yeah, I had a conversation with Marcus Smart. He says he's ready to go. He missed a few games there with the pinched nerve in his neck. He said he couldn't move it more than an inch, you know, in any way, that it was painful, that it would cause spasms in his shoulders. And so he went through the treatments, and, you know, aside from a few sleepless nights, now he's got a few nights that he can kind of get rested, get ready. But he was back out there, back shooting after practice. Joe Mazzulla said he went through the full practice and looked good. So kind of tough, kind of painful, but luckily because it's a nerve thing and not an injury per se, like a soft tissue injury or a bone or a tendon or anything like that. He, you know, once he got past that and that was relieved, he looks like he's ready to go. And on the plus side, that also gave him a little time to rest other things like the ankle that he's been dealing with, the hip that he's been dealing with. So he says he feels good.
And it seems like they're in pretty good health going into the playoffs.
Yeah, this is about as good as you can expect for a team having played 82 games. Everybody seems to be okay. Jason Tatum, with a few nagging things, he was able to kind of get past some of that stuff. I mean, nobody's truly 100%, but for these guys, other than Jaylen Brown with the cut on his hand, which seems to be healing and not really be an issue for him, he's going to practice Thursday or Friday this week. Everybody else seems to be doing pretty well, and Robert Williams is at his strongest point of the season, it seems. Malcolm Brogdon made it through the full season without anything significant. Derek White played all 82. He's fine. All these other guys with any little nagging thing seem to be okay.
Atlanta, Miami, does it really matter to the Celtics?
It shouldn't matter to the Celtics. I mean, I would prefer it to be Atlanta because that's just a little bit of an easier matchup. Their defense is just non-existent. Miami, the Celtics should beat Miami, but there's always the Jimmy Butler factor. There's always the Bam Adebayo factor and the Eric Spoelstra factor. Those three guys probably are good for an extra win or maybe two. So if you think, the Celtics should sweep that, well, maybe it's a five-game series, maybe it's a six-game series. And you prefer it not to be that way, which is why I'm hoping for Atlanta myself. But they still shouldn't have too much problem either way.
What do you think's better? And you mentioned the five-game series. Is it better to dispatch teams quickly if you can and get a little rest, or to stay competitive, maybe have it go six or possibly seven and not have that layoff?
Yeah, I think rest is always going to be the way to go. I'd rather see the guys try to go hard in the scrimmage and practice rather than, at least that's controlled, rather than go up against a desperate team in a game seven or an elimination game six. You don't want those variables. So I think any time you can come out and put a team away early, that's better for them, especially considering Jason Tatum's played a ton of minutes. He's second in the league in total minutes played. Get dispatch whomever you face first, get that done with, then get ready for that team in the second round, probably Philly. And hey, if you can take advantage of those matchups and you have an opportunity, finish that off. I think one of the reasons why the Celtics lost in the finals last year is because they weren't able to finish off Milwaukee one game sooner than they did. They had those opportunities and they missed out. Those two games, I think, would have given them the energy to maybe win the game three that they lost and probably kind of come through and maybe, I don't know about win the series, but make it a little bit more competitive. But I think that would have been a difference maker in the final. So you don't want to make that mistake again.
All right. So when would game one of the series be?
Saturday at 3:30.
Ooh, all right. There we go. Well, we'll watch what happens tonight as the Heat and the Hawks get together, and we'll check in with you again next Tuesday afternoon. Thank you, John.
All right. Talk to you then, Rich.